Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Call of the Canyon by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. What subtle, strange message had come to her out of the West? Carly Birch laid the letter in her lap and gazed dreamily through the window. It was a day typical of early April in New York, rather cold and gray, with steely sunlight. Spring breathed in the air, but the women passing along 57th Street wore furs and wraps. She heard the distant clatter of an L train and then the hum of a motor car. A hurdy-gurdy jarred into the interval of quiet. "Glenn has been gone over a year," she mused. "3 months over a year. And of all his strange letters, this seems the strangest yet." She lived again for the thousandth time the last moments she had spent with him. It had been on New Year's Eve, 1918. They had called upon friends who were staying at the McAlpin in a suite on the 21st floor overlooking Broadway. And when the last quarter hour of that eventful and tragic year began slowly to pass with a low swell of whistles and bells, Carly's friends had discreetly left her alone with her lover.